Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum, welcome to this episode of Lantern. Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have a nice story. Let's listen to it. The Monkey and the Dolphin. One day, long ago, some sailors set out to sea in their sailing ship. One of them brought his pet monkey along for the long journey. When they were far out at the sea, a terrible storm overturned their ship. Everyone fell into the sea, and the monkey was sure that he would drown. Suddenly, a dolphin appeared and picked him up. They soon reached the island, and the monkey came down from the dolphin's back. The dolphin asked the monkey, "Do you know this place?" The monkey replied, "Yes, I do. In fact, the king of the island is my best friend. Do you know that I'm actually a prince?" Knowing that no one lived on the island, the dolphin said, Well, so you are a prince. Now you can be a king." The monkey asked, "How can I be a king?" As the dolphin started swimming away, he answered, "That is easy. As you are the only creature on this island, you will naturally be the king. Those who lie and boast may end up in trouble." Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we'll listen to the scholar's note on this story.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. Telling lies is, first of all, moral wise. Now we find that there are, certain aspects that should be studied in this regard. One of them is that, what are the cases of, what are the reasons for telling lies, and what are the unfavorable consequences of telling lies. As for telling lies, as for some of the causes or, motives of telling lies, we can say that some people are very much scared of having their own personalities being revealed, and as they don't want their real face to be revealed to other people, they start telling lies. Or sometimes they might imagine that through telling lies they would gain some benefits. So we find that there are at least two reasons for telling lies. So one of them is, having a sense of being afraid of having one's own real face disclosed to the community. And another one is that the people may want to gain some benefits, however transitory or small. There may be some other reasons. For example, sometimes they might want to hide some truths from other people. And instead of saying that they are not that much informed, they start telling lies. And particularly when they tell lies, they don't have, a good memory in order to remember what they had said. So next time or somewhere else or after some time, when the same question is asked in a different way, just paraphrased, you find that what they say is totally different from what they had told before. In this case, we find that we have to know what are the unfavorable consequences of telling lies. Some people believe that some lack of balance in the community, in the human community, and at the same time, the widespread of a certain, individual and social sins in the community, both in the in individuals, I mean individuals' inclination to commit some sins and the widespread of those sins in the community, maybe among the causes of telling lies. At the same time, we find that some other people say that it might be because of individuals, I mean people's inclination to commit sins. In both cases, we find that telling lies cannot be justified in any way. Although everybody is expected to tell nothing but the truth, but not all truth should be revealed and told anywhere. There must be some prudence. For example, if you tell the truth to, for example, a little child, this little child, because of his or her inexperience in life, may misunderstand it and may, I mean, it might have some other unfavorable consequences. In other cases, for example, if you tell the truth, some other unfavorable consequences might happen. For example, when a student fails in a course and his or her teacher knows that, if the student get informed of his or her real mark, he or she might commit suicide. Well, to be on the safe side, this teacher may circumvent the event and may pretend that he or she simply doesn't remember that student's mark.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So we find that in addition to not revealing anything, or in addition to being very much, concerned with the life and, life and death of people and the critical situations in the community, we find that there are some unfavorable consequences regarding telling lies. And at the same time, we find that those people who are in the habit of telling lies, they are not reliable. According to Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first infallible Imam Ali alayhi salam, a person who tells lies, he pictures something which is very far from you, quite close to you, and vice versa. Now we find that another unfavorable consequence of telling lies is hypocrisy. Those people who tell lies are most, apt to develop a personality of, hypocrite people. According to a piece of hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling lies is one of the gates to hypocrisy. And in this connection, we find that, those people who tell lies, they experience, inadequate provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This might be one of the, consequences or further consequences, both individual and social consequences of telling lies. And in support of this, there's a piece of hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who said, telling lies decreases one's provisions. According to a great majority of Muslim scholars and scholars in the realm of Islamic ethics, the social consequences or the social, the unfavorable consequences of telling lies is much greater than, its individual effects and individual significance on people. However, on the individual plane or on the individual level, we find that those people who tell lies are usually deprived of performing supplementary midnight salat, salat al-layl. And at the same time, we find that, those people who tell lies are really faceless in their own communities. And in this regard, we find that telling lies is a moral vice that should strictly be avoided. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innul qulub.